Blog Talk Radio.
Which way shall I take? Shouts a voice on the night. I'm a pilgrim, a wearied and spent is my life. And I seek for the palace. Between us a stream lies sullen and chill. Near thee, my son, is the old wayside cross, like a grey friar cowled in lichens and moss, and his cross beams will
Saints of God, good evening. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. That is an old hymn that is very rarely sung. The title of that hymn is The Wayside Cross. The Wayside Cross. The words to that hymn are just so beautiful, so spiritual. The hymn is truly a sermon in song on how to serve the Lord, how to take up your cross and follow the Savior. Well, we have two more days, today and tomorrow, as we wind down our series on Romans 16:16. It reads, thus Romans 16:16. Salute salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Let's pray. Dear God, precious Heavenly Father, we, your beloved children, draw near to you in this hour because we have need. We have need of fresh bread from heaven. Father, I pray that that bread would be delivered right now. I remember as a boy, Heavenly Father, we would be at the corner grocery store waiting for the bread truck. On a Sunday morning, my grandmother used to give me a dime and say, go wait for the bread truck, and I would go and be there at the corner grocery store. And when the man with the Italian bread came in, I would put my dime on the counter and the store owner would give me my bread and I would run home to Grandma with that fresh loaf of Italian bread with sesame seeds sprinkled all over it. Thus, Lord, we now turn to you for a better bread, a heavenly bread, a bread that satisfies the soul. Touch my body, Lord. I've been out all day in the rain. Touch me, Lord. Allow me to be an instrument, a blessing to your people. Bless your people today, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. This Romans 16:16 scripture ties in with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians 5. And I'll start reading at verse 25. Paul is closing out his first epistle to the Thessalonians, and he says, brethren, dear brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. This letter to the Thessalonians was written by Paul because after having preached to the Thessalonians and after bringing them to Christ, Paul was engaged in warfare with Satan. And Satan separated Paul from this young flock. Paul wrote this letter to the Thessalonians very soon after the church was founded. And unlike his other experiences where Paul founded a church and stayed with them for a while, Satan was able to drive a wedge between pastor and flock, between Paul and the Thessalonians. Paul was separated from them, and he was disturbed by that. In fact, let me take you to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we want to read verse 17. And this is what he says. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, but never in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore, when we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, Satan hindered us. Paul says, I tried everything humanly possible to make my way back to you, but Satan blocked us. Satan did not permit me to get back to my sheep. Thus, in Paul's absence, he was so troubled that he wrote them an epistle and sent it to them by the hand of Timothy. Now, who are these Thessalonians? Well, let's go to chapter 1, and we'll soon find out who they are. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace. Oh, that amazing grace. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, notice the language he uses, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. So who are these Thessalonians? Well, they're the elect of God. God has chosen them for salvation before the foundation of the world. So who loved them first? God did. And then who loves them now? Paul loves them. And Silas or Silvanus loves them. Who else? Timothy or Timotheus loves them. You see, the missionary team loves them, because they're new converts, they're new believers in Christ, they're new additions to the family and the kingdom of God. So they are the beloved brethren. Knowing, brethren, beloved, oh, how we love you. Oh, how we yearn to be with you. Oh, how it pains us that Satan has separated us from you, but for this short time. Oh, it grieves us not to be in your midst. It grieves us not to be able to mother you as a mother mothers a newborn child. Oh, it pains us. You are, for us, beloved brethren. But before we loved you, God loved you in eternity past. For you are the elect of God. So who are they? They are people whom God loved before the foundations of the world. Who are they? Well, who are loved by their pastors, by their pastoral staff. Who's their pastoral staff? Paul, Silas, Timothy. They're loved by those three. Notice, three men loved this little church that was just started. And not only just three men, but the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit loves them too. And loves them more than anyone else. They are the beloved of God, chosen in Christ before the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Notice, they're loved by the triune God. They're loved by this missionary team of three, but hated by Satan. For Satan would want to cause them pain and havoc. Satan, like a wolf, would want to scatter the flock by smiting the shepherds. Wherefore, Paul says in chapter 2, verse 18, wherefore, when we, who's we? Timothy, Titus, me, Silas, excuse me. When we would have come to you, the missionary team of three, when we would have come to you, even I, Paul, I did everything in my power once and again. But the conflict was so powerful. The opposition was so strong. The enemy's hate for you was so invigorated that I tried to come to you once and again. I tried over and over and over, but Satan blocked our way. He blocked us. Chapter 3, verse 1, wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and we sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish and comfort you concerning your faith. You see, my brothers and sisters, this was Paul's strategy. Paul tried to get to the Thessalonians. And his team tried. But they had to divide themselves. Paul said, listen, We know what the Bible teaches. Satan is not omnipresent. Therefore, he's really targeting me, the chief minister. So I'll stay behind. I'll stay behind, and as long as I stay behind, and as long as Silas stays behind, Satan will keep his eyes on me and Silas. And then we'll give this epistle to Timothy, and Timothy will do an end around. So notice, it was a team of three who were trying to get through, and they said, it's not going to be possible. Satan is focused on all three. So Silas and I will remain behind. We'll be the decoy. Satan will be focused on us. He will oppose us. He, as long as we're here, he'll stay here. And then, Timothy, you go through the back door. And you carry this epistle. And you instruct the people of God with this word inspired by the Holy Spirit. So it is to this group of people who were loved of God before the foundations of the world, and loved by their pastors in the present, that Paul says to them, all the brethren, with a holy kiss. Greet them. Listen, what do we have in this world but each other? What do believers have in this world but each other and God? So with our kisses, we worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. With our proskuneo, we love him who loved us before the foundations of the earth. And then with our philema, we kiss and embrace and hug those whom we love in the Lord. Because this is it. This is our real family. Your church family is your real family. It is a family found love. For God so loved the world. We're all in this thing called the church because God first loved. And now he requires that we love one another and that we greet, we espasmai one another with this thing called the holy kiss. With holy affection, with loving brethren affection, brotherly affection, the love of a true brotherhood founded on the love of Christ. Oh, dear brethren, could we accomplish this in our day? Absolutely. Absolutely. Why? Because, as Paul says in verse 1, look at chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he says. Grace be unto you. Why can we do it? Because the grace of God is smeared all over us. And peace. This peace where we're not at war with each other. We're united as one body. Grace and peace from whom? Who sends it? God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we'll leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow to end our series as we look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 14. God bless you. As I close today's broadcast, I want to turn to this hymn by one of the finest gospel singers today. His name is...
A meal, some fresh fruit, a bedtime snack.
By one of the best gospel singers of our time. His name is Guy Penrod. And the song that he's going to be singing is one of my favorites. It's entitled, No, Not One. No, Not One. Listen to this beautiful hymn.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our soul diseases. No, not one. No, not one.
'cause Jesus knows all about our struggle, and he will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Or maybe this one. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Lord, may we not feel at home in this world anymore. 'Cause Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows all about your struggle, and he will guide till the day is done. Enemy would say your day is over. You can't do it. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough strength. You don't have enough life. Friends, God has our day's numbers, and he decides when the day is done. Jesus knows what lies ahead. So fear not. Rest in that line. He will guide till your day is done. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No.